I do will it be made clean. I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to watch the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics, but they did a spectacular job on the opening ceremony. And indeed, the production, I think it's NBC, they did a wonderful job in just the build-up to it. They were sharing stories of people's lives as all the different athletes. Some of them are American, but also they followed other athletes around the world. And it was interesting that in every single one of these stories, there was a repetition or a common reality in all their lives. Every one of them had, from a young, early age, the dream and the desire to be Olympian. I mean, it just didn't happen, right? I mean, you can have talent, but you don't just wake up one day and you're at the Olympics, right? I mean, that's sort of obvious, right? But they had the desire early on, but then they had the determination to follow that desire to its fullest extent. And what they did then was they led a disciplined life to accomplish what had a natural ability to bring it to another level. So it was desire, determination, and discipline. Now, without any of the three of those, they simply wouldn't have been, they wouldn't have been at the Olympics. I mean, as I said, you don't just wake up one day and you're Olympian, right? And in fact, you can have great talent, natural talent, but you still got to put in the huge amount of disciplined work that was part of their training. Some of them were great sacrifice, by the way. I mean, you hear the stories of how largely these young people have given up their youth to follow this desire, to follow this dream of being an Olympian. And it's spectacular to hear it, the stories. The reason why I bring this up is I think there's a great similarity between that and becoming a disciple. The first thing we have is a desire. Without the desire to become a disciple, without desiring to have a friendship with Jesus, it's just not going to happen. It's just like us, we have to have that desire first to want to be a disciple. Without that, you're not going to just suddenly wake up one day and you're a wonderful disciple. Any more than you're going to wake up one day and you're a wonderful Olympian. It's the same thing. But even with desire, even if you and I really want to be Olympian, right? Even if we want to be that Olympian, unless you put in the hard work, this determination and discipline, if we have the desire and then we just go back and have a pizza and some ice cream, that's not going to get us to be an Olympian. So desire with this determination to be a disciple. Yes, we want to have Jesus in our life. We want to follow Jesus in life. But then there must be a gritty determination that's what I'm going to do. And then comes the most important part, is the discipline of actually doing it. Like, unless you have that last part, you actually will never bring it to fruition. You'll never bring it to real full discipleship. Oh, we might believe in Jesus, but we're not going to be a disciple of Jesus. We're not going to actually do what Jesus asks us to do in our life. Now, what comes with that discipline is sacrifice. And sacrifices are made, just like these young people who've gone to the Olympics made great sacrifices in their lives to be where they are at the top of their sport or their career. So too for us, we must make sacrifice in our own lives to be the disciple. There are choices. There are times when, just like these Olympians, that they chose to do this path and they look over and they see all their friends having fun and think, was it really worth it? And they'd say now, of course it was. Well, so too for us, if we have made all these choices of following Christ, at the end of time we'll look back and say, oh, we missed out on all those opportunities. Was it worth it? Yeah, it sure was. Now I'm here at the gates of heaven. Yes, it was worth all those choices to be a true disciple of Christ. In today's gospel, this leper comes to Jesus. He not only just desires to be healed, he's determined to be healed. I mean, you have to understand, remember, the lepers had to live on the outside society. Because they were considered, you heard from the first reading, that people, and for the safety of all, the lepers had to live outside. So this leper had to break through those customs and come and to find Jesus and then say, Lord, if you want, you can make me heal. What he's really saying, I want, will you do it for me? And Jesus, of course, immediately responds, I do will it. Be made clean. And he is made clean. Now, what we have to notice here, remember that the leper was on the outside of the community in the deserted places for the community's safety. Now you notice what happens when Jesus heals him. Jesus takes that place. Jesus is on the outskirts of the community now because he can't come into any community. He's the one on the outside. Jesus takes his place. Jesus demonstrates to us what it means to be a disciple. Are you willing to sacrifice for the sake of somebody else? And that's what he does. He heals him knowing well. He says, don't tell anyone. Might as well have said, go tell everyone. So he goes and he tells everyone. Of course, now Jesus takes his place on the outside. In your and my life, we have to make choices. And some of those choices are hard. But if we're determined, if we desire Christ and we're determined to follow Christ, then we will make those disciplined sacrifices and follow Christ. And we can look at other people's lives and say, they look better from the outside. They might look better. But internally, we will know that we have had the grace and determination and the discipline to follow Christ. And that's what we do. Now, every year we have this season called Lent. And we start it this Wednesday. And for us, it's an opportunity for us to renew this discipline, to renew our desire, to renew our determination, but renew our discipline to actually sacrifice for others and for Christ. Now, look, I understand Ash Wednesday this year is a little of a tough one. It's falling on Valentine's Day. Thus starts your sacrifice. Now you get to live like a priest. No, I'm sorry, sir. No, but like part of it is that you can still give your loved one a tremendous amount of love without having to have a party. You don't need to have a big party for that. You don't need to have a big romantic dinner, although you might need to do that in this point in your life, and that's what you need to decide. But let us have between now and Wednesday, let's really think about what am I going to sacrifice. What am I going to discipline my life and then be determined to do this every day for 40 days? To what end? To renew my commitment to being a disciple. It needs all three: desire, determination, and discipline. Let's do that this year. Let's really commit ourselves to being disciples. It just doesn't happen. It requires of us a gritty determination to follow Christ, to serve others, to choose the path less worn. That's the path that we choose. So today, as we welcome in this child into the church, let us give that child and this family witness to what it means not just to believe in Jesus, but to be a follower, a disciple of Jesus. Desire, determination, and discipline. That is the path to Christ.